No, I think we've put in a more complete performance, I think, in the games. But we've probably created as many chances as we've created in the last few games. So credit to the goalkeeper and our resilience, I think. I just think, it was a game where we tried to do the right things throughout the 90 minutes, and a lot of the times it probably didn't quite come off for us, but nobody's head went. They're an honest bunch of players, and I think they showed that tonight. And I just think, we've just everybody's got a hold of their nerve a little bit. We're in a position where nobody's going to come to Bescot and just roll over. Everybody's going to come here either fighting for automatic promotion, playoffs, or to stay in the division. So, which is why English football's so exciting. And we've got to be up for the challenge. And if things don't go, the way you want them to go, then there's no excuse for not trying to do the right things. And I thought, to a man, they did that tonight.
They defended pretty deep, didn't they? Made it quite hard for you to get in behind them tonight.
Yeah, they. They're unbeaten now in six, and I watched them at Coventry, and they were, they beat Coventry 2-0 away from home, so they've had some really good away results. And they're not, they're a decent team. That's why they've got the results they've got, and they're confident. So. Like I said, we didn't go into the game, thinking this was going to be easy, and everybody was prepared, and it's a quick turnaround from Saturday to Tuesday, but we worked the way we've always worked, and I thought they showed a great deal of resolve and resilience, and especially when it would be easy maybe for the heads drops when the ball wasn't dropping for us, or a misplaced pass, or the pitch is getting drier and bobblier, and people can get frustrated. But I thought, no, they handled it really, really well, and extremely pleased with them.
You want a spark off the bench, and Kieran Morris certainly gave you that. He was particularly unlucky with his strike.
Yeah, he was. He's like I say, there is as honest bunch of players as I've ever worked with, and the ones that play, and the ones that are in the 18 or in the squad have come in every day and worked hard, and Kieran wants to play, Rhys Flanagan wants to play, Jordan Cook wants to play, and you have to manage all that. But and it wasn't really that anybody, we just wanted a pair of fresh legs, and so young Rico and Kieran came on and gave us a little bit of a spark, and it would have been really good if we could have got the goal, but that's what you want. If you get an opportunity as a substitute, be the best substitute you ever can be. It's it's an easy thing to say, but an almost difficult thing to do.
Was it one of those occasions where you would like a physical presence as well to turn to when you're trying to chase the winning goal, because that's the one thing that maybe isn't in this squad?
There's lots of things you'd like, but this club works within a way of doing things that I'm not going to change, or I can't change. So, and there's this mythical 6'4" centre forward that scores 15 goals. If somebody can actually point me to him, then maybe we could get him in. But I think it's the team's played this way for the whole season. So it's quite difficult to suddenly go, well, I'm sure I suddenly took Tom Bradshaw off and put, somebody else on. Somebody else would be saying, well, why have you done that? And then if you play two strikers, I'm not saying you shouldn't play two strikers, and I'm not saying we can't, because we have in the past, but it changes the dynamic at times, and maybe that's something that we have to look at. But they're all if buts and maybes, and everybody's an expert in hindsight. It's a bit difficult when you're standing there going, right, you're 0-0, do you gamble and lose, or what do you do? It's almost like a toss of a coin, and I'm sure you bring people on and you hope they do well, and which, to be fair to Rico and Kieran, they did.